We are the Glamp Queens.
We're just two classic gals who enjoy spending time in nature while keeping the comforts of home.
Whether you're a pro, a total newbie, or just tagging along for the ride,
grab a glass of wine and join us by the campfire
as we explore the world of all things camping. Hey, Sarah.
What's up, Katie?
Oh, look at us switching things up. So last time we chatted all about where to find your fabulous glamp site, and girl, we found some crazy awesome sites that can help narrow down that search.
That's right, like glamping.com, which I still need us to find a reason to try that one out for our future glamping adventures abroad. Like, for real, I'm thinking we go to Norway.
No, that's too cold. I'm a Texas girl. Oh. Take me to the tropics.
Oh, okay, I can behind that.
So I will say, some of those glamping options sounded oh so fabulous, but going to the full glammed out resorts and luxury camping may not always be an option.
That's right, especially right now with COVID and the whole world basically being shut down. Some of those glamping resorts may not be taking reservations, or there could be a higher risk of cancellation if restrictions shut down again.
For sure, and it could be a less feasible option to do on a regular basis, just simply for financial reasons. And some of those glamping resorts can get pretty pricey real quick.
But don't worry, the Glamp Queens are here for you. And girl, not even COVID can stop our glam.
Yes, there are so many options that are both affordable and have a better chance of staying available during this time of quarantine.
Exactly. And since we're based here in the Lone Star State, we're going to be focusing on the beautiful state and national parks here in Texas.
Yes. So let's start out with some fun facts.
All right, give it to me.
Okay, so did you know in Texas alone, there are 2 national parks and 80 state parks?
80 state parks? Really? That's crazy. How the heck did they fit that many state parks into Texas?
Honestly, I have no clue, but I guess that must attribute for at least some of those crazy long drives it takes to get across Texas. I mean, what? It takes like, what, 12 to 14 hours to drive from top to bottom?
Yeah, I'd believe that, with most of the drive being through the country and those very, very small towns with populations of like 300.
But I love those small towns.
Yeah, they do always have the best antique shops. I could honestly be down for having an entire podcast all about antique shops in tiny towns. Oh my gosh, we need to do that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, but wait, we're getting a little off topic.
You're right.
So it should be noted that the state and national parks in the entire country take up 101 million acres.
Dang!
And I'm not talking about Dalmatians. I'm talking acres.
Thank you for that very sly Disney reference. I appreciate it.
Like, that's the entire size of California.
Wow.
And here's another fun fact for you. So in 2019, there were over 800 million visitors to the state parks. And that's double the size of the entire U.S. population.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of people visiting. So how old are some of these parks?
Good question. So on August 25th, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson signed the act creating the National Park Service.
1916? That's over 100 years old. That's amazing. That means that some of these lands, I'm assuming, have been preserved and protected for a century now. Wow.
Yes, but it actually started with the first official state park in 1885. Do you want to guess what state park that was?
Lordy. The Redwoods? Oh, wait, no, that's a national park.
Think bigger.
Bigger than the Redwoods? Oh, can't you, like, drive your car through those? At least I saw that in a photo.
Okay, fine. How about think wetter?
Wetter! Oh, God, I have no idea.
Okay, Niagara Falls State Park.
Really? That's so cool. And what year was it established?
1885.
Wow, I thought that was a national park for some reason.
Girl, me too. It turns out it was actually a state park, and I find that really exciting.
So that means that we're looking at some parks that are over 130 years old. Oh my gosh, that's so amazing that they've been preserved for so long through so many things that have happened in our country. And I think that's why it's so important that we really take care of these parks when we visit them and make sure that they survive for the next 100 years and are there for future generations.
That is so right. That history is also a part of what makes visiting these parks so special and why I really think everyone should just camp at a state or national park at least once in their life. I mean, just to say that they did it.
Yes! Finding these parks are also super easy with just a Google search or even just finding a Google Maps to find the parks in your area. And they're so affordable.
Oh, yeah. On average, to reserve a campsite at a national or state park, it's about $30 to $50 a night. But keep in mind, you do have to pay an additional entrance fee for every adult, but you can still find all the prices listed on the National Park website or just call ahead.
And they're so affordable compared to some of those glamping resorts, which can typically range from about $80 to $150 a night. And honestly, I have seen some of those super luxurious glamping sites charge in the thousands per night.
Oh gosh.
They were really nice though.
I bet.
They were very nice. Happily stay there. Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm sure those are totally fabulous and completely worth it. That may not really be feasible to do on a regular basis.
Right. But there are other benefits to choosing state and national parks. The most important one, of course, is that some of the most beautiful natural views in the country can be found in these parks.
Absolutely. Hello, Big Bend. Oh my gosh, that's literally where I had my wedding, inside Big Bend National Park, and it was so freaking gorgeous.
Yours is still one of my favorite weddings I've been to. We're definitely going to have a whole episode later on about weddings inside national parks.
Oh my god, yes, I would love that.
But when figuring out where to go camping, there are a ton of great state parks here in Texas. One of the most beautiful to visit would have to be the Palo Duro Canyon State Park. Near Amarillo, it's the second largest canyon in the nation, ranking right under the Grand Canyon.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
It spans about 120 miles long and about 6 miles wide, but can reach up to 20 miles wide in some places. Definitely, we'll find some great scenic overlooks there.
Ooh, scenic overlooks, love. Another place to find some crazy canyons would be Caprock Canyon State Park.
Oh yeah.
It's also up there in the Panhandle area near Amarillo, and if you can find some bison there to check out, roaming the beautiful plains, and if you're into bats, you'll also be able to spot some here too.
Love me some bats, those cute little bats, as long as they're the fruit bats, not the vampire bats. But one park that both Sean and I really enjoyed was Enchanted Rock. It's down near Fredericksburg, which is worth visiting if you've never been, and especially if you love wine.
Yes, I do. I do. I do love wine. So much freaking wine in Fredericksburg and so many cute little shops.
It's called Enchanted Rock because the local people of the Apache and Comanche tribes consider the rock to be magical and have spiritual powers. Ooh. So definitely go check it out and experience the magic. Oh my gosh.
And you know that wine from Fredericksburg is just going to enhance all the magic. Ooh, okay. Another one is Caddo Lake.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's such a beautiful place to camp.
Oh, yeah. What was your favorite thing about it?
The trees, obviously. And all the moss and fogs. Oh. It's if it's really chilly outside, you bring your coffee out onto the pier, and you'll see, all the white egrets just, nibbling on some fish. It's so pretty. And also, the light, it'll come through, and it's just golden. Oh, it is so beautiful.
Wow, yeah, I need you to start doing all the park descriptions. Now, for national parks in Texas, obviously would recommend Big Bend, like we mentioned earlier.
For sure. With the agave plants and mountains, it's absolutely gorgeous. Another really cool park would be the Guadalupe Mountains National Park. With all the canyons, it's so pretty. And it's over down there by El Paso.
Oh, the Guadalupe Mountains are so pretty.
Also, there's a national preserve called Big Thicket.
Oh, yeah.
And it's another one to check out. It's cool, similar to Caddo Lake with all the Spanish moss and swamps, and it's so pretty and oh so green.
Oh, and we can't forget to mention Padre Island National Seashore. Beaches, people. Camping on beaches. Why the heck not? Get your tan on. Let's do it.
Oh my god, I need to be at a beach right now. Why are we not at a beach right now?
A question I ask myself every day.
Oh my gosh. Well, because we're not at the beach. I guess that wraps it up. But I did want to just encourage all of our listeners to go and explore and find a park that looks exciting to you.
Yes, there are so many amazing places. These are just a few that we enjoy. So write to us and let us know where you end up going.
Yes, write to us. You may discover a place that we've never been, and we want to hear all about it.
And if you want some more Glamp Queen recommendations, check out our blog post all about our top 10 places to camp in Texas.
Oh, and if you're somewhere other than Texas, send us your favorite parks or parks that you're looking into, because we want to go visit them. We want to see you guys. So if you're in California, Oregon, Colorado, you'll have some crazy, beautiful parks over there. So wherever you are, either, you know, in the country or out.
A little international.
Write to us. We want to see where you're going.
Exactly. Like I said, I am very much ready for the Glamp Queens to go abroad.
Yes. So write to us someday soon. We will go. So I guess that wraps it up.
Wrap it up.